Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. In Huron County, a high-stakes criminal sexual conduct case is now locked into a jury trial. Mark Wesley Rolfe has pleaded not guilty to three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with allegations dating back to 2006 through 2008 in Bad Axe. The court has set a firm trial date for August 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Pretrial proceedings are on a tight leash, with the judge imposing strict deadlines for all motions, defense notices, and plea negotiations. After a specific cutoff date, only pleas to all counts and any habitual charges will be accepted, significantly narrowing the defendant's options. Adding to the pressure, prosecutors indicated they might seek to add more charges and witnesses, potentially increasing a defendant's exposure. The defense, opting for a jury trial, has not yet requested a Walker hearing, signaling a direct challenge on the merits. Rolfe remains free on a $50,000 cash or surety bond. This case is shaping up for a significant courtroom battle next summer. In a dramatic turn in a Michigan legal case, Stephen Scott Mihalik faces charges, banished from his final pretrial hearing yesterday. But that's not all. Authorities say he allegedly cut off his electronic tether, one placed by his bonding company, not the court, and then fled a domestic violence incident. Now, a bench warrant is out for his arrest. Prosecutors are not only seeking his immediate capture, but also plan to hit him with new felony absconding charges, citing a pattern of similar disappearances. Despite the manhunt, the jury trial date for March 24th remains firmly on the calendar. This puts defense attorneys in a tough spot, worried about preparing for trial if Mihalik is eventually found and jailed far from home. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, moving on with our national news. A small plane attempting an emergency landing crashed into the frigid Hudson River, but the pilot and passenger escaped the wreckage and safely swam to shore. The Federal Aviation Administration says the crash occurred Monday night, shortly after the single-engine Cessna 172 took off from Long Island MacArthur Airport in Ronkonkoma. Emergency responders were dispatched to the reported crash site, but initially could not locate the aircraft. The plane was spotted a few minutes later in waters off Newburgh. It's about 62 miles north of New York City. The pilot and passenger were being treated at a hospital for undisclosed minor injuries. And the midterm elections officially began with primaries in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas as war with Iran breaks out. Democrats and Republicans are figuring out who they want to lead their party into November's general election, when control of Congress and state houses around the country will be up for grabs. The most hotly contested races of the day are in Texas, with fierce competition on both sides of the aisle for U.S. Senate nominations. It's possible that the Republican campaign will continue into a runoff. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.